Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Salem is the largest city in Massachusetts taking steps to protect immigrants living in the country illegally. City officials there are considering adopting a Sanctuary for Peace ordinance, which would affirm the city's current policy. Police officers do not ask for proof of citizenship as part of their normal duties in Salem, but are permitted to cooperate with federal immigration officials. Last night, the City Council voted to approve the ordinance, but it requires one more vote to become policy. Boston, Cambridge, and Somerville are among formal sanctuary cities in the state. They will not enforce federal immigration laws. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll joins us now to talk about the moves in her city. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So explain the Sanctuary for Peace ordinance. How is it different than the city adopting actual sanctuary status?
Yeah, I think we wanted to make sure that our immigrant community felt that they could call our local police department or rely on local services without fear of detainment or deportation. We did not want to pass any sort of local law that would violate federal law or jeopardize federal funding, so we wanted to make sure our police officers had all the tools they needed. For us, it's about making sure our immigrants feel safe when dealing with local community officials. We can't protect them from federal deportation, but we do want to make sure they know their hometown, you know, has their back and is there for them with respect to city services.
But does Salem need an ordinance if the city's police department is already abiding by the premise of the ordinance now?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and we, I think, entertained that. There was a cross-section of the community that came together to help craft this ordinance. And really, we heard loud and clear from the Latino community that given the heightened deportation activity coming out of Washington, it was really confusing to people. Fear is really running rampant among especially our students who are fearful that their family members may not be there when they come home from school. So we really wanted to be clear and take a stand that your local officials are people that you can rely on, that you can call. We don't want anyone fearing calling 911 or attending their child's school event for fear of some kind of federal action. We can't stop the federal government from coming in, but we're not going to do their job.
Donald Trump supporters who support his moves on immigration might be saying, why is Salem going through this process just to get into the face of the Trump White House?
Not at all. I mean, I think that we as a community have strong values. We learned lessons here in 1692 when people are silent and don't stand up for atrocities that are happening. And in our community, we wanted to make sure that every member of our community, whether they're here with authorization or not, felt safe and secure contacting local police, accessing local officials, checking out a book from the library. We do not currently enforce federal laws. We don't ask somebody if they paid their taxes when we stop them for, running a red light. We're not going to ask them for papers. And for us, it was validation of our community values by putting these policies into local law.
Let me ask you this. As you know, because you alluded to it, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has threatened to cut federal funding for cities that don't cooperate with federal immigration officials. I know that with this ordinance, you're trying to avoid that in the way this is worded and such, but aren't you afraid you're going to be a target?
I'm guessing the entire state of Massachusetts may be a target given the way that we do work here and value women, LGBT community, and certainly our immigrant population. So I think for us it was important to stand up for the families that live here. Salem has a nearly 400-year history of welcoming immigrants, different languages, different colors, different religions, and people live in harmony here. We wanted to make sure that this particular group of residents who live here now felt safe a year ago can feel safe when they're certainly accessing local services.
Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob. Have a good day.